Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Happy birthday, Carla. This one's for you.
Carla, it's your birthday. Celebrate and sing about who? You! Come on, Carla. It's your birthday. Time to sing and shout. Come on, it's what you gotta do. Break it down.
I wanted to wish my Carla a happy birthday.
Carla is such the biggest sweetheart in the world.
Nah.
Carla, Carla.
Happy birthday, Carla. You're my kind of girl. I'd buy you a glass of wine if you give me a whirl.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Carla. Happy birthday to you.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2335. It is Thursday, May 5th, 6:07, and a lot of morning shows, of course, Cinco de Mayo, but on this morning show, it's Cinco de Carla's birthday.
That's right. Thank you, Mike.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, everybody, for the birthday wishes. Thank you, Mike, for the wine, for the dinner. Thank you very, very much.
Came in extra late last night, so
I came in this morning. It's like whoa.
Yeah, there was no way I was going to be in that early. So
what was that?
Oh my god.
Jeez.
Well, we have a full day planned, so if you want to call in right now and wish the queen happy birthday, the lines are open. 702-739-9636. And what better way to celebrate than doing your stand-up?
Yes.
Saturday night in Henderson on Water Street at the Pass.
I am looking very forward to this Bonkers Comedy Club going in there. As of now, yes, Saturday night. They may go to two nights, but we're kicking it off Saturday night. And I say we're, me and you, Mike O'Brien. You are opening, hosting the show as well. So, yeah, it's going to be quite a party.
Looking forward to it.
Yes.
Talking about a party. Boy, oh, boy. First winner, $10,000 payday contest. Ismail Fontanez got the call. His reaction when he found out he won $500 from the Beasley Banker.
Oh, yeah!
Congratulations, man. What are you going to do with the extra $500?
Wow, man, I'm going to Disneyland.
Good for
that's
him.
That's great.
Your next chance to win less than an hour from now. 7 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you, so make sure you're listening for that. All right, here we go. Sunshine, warm today. Maybe some clouds moving in later this afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 90s today and tomorrow. Got 62 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
I liked the guy yesterday who was like, I don't know, I'm a little skeptical about these calls.
Never won anything,
yeah, I don't know about that. Listen to this. According to a new poll, if we were our pet for a day, Morty, listen up, Squish, listen up. The things we'd most want to spend the day doing, now if you were your pet, are playing outside, sleeping the day away, or just relaxing in our favorite spot. Sometimes that's a chair, sometimes that's in the sun.
Yeah.
A lot of guys said something else that I can't really mention on the air, but it's basically if you could, you would. So, yeah, leave it to the guys. I love it, to be honest. Yes. CNN posted some things you might just plain old be wasting money on each month. I don't know if any of you out there have subscriptions to things that you don't even use. And the magazines, things like that, they just pile up. It's like, why am I paying for this? Sale items you don't need. We're all guilty of that. It's like, well, it's on sale. I'm going to get it. Do I need a melon baller? Well,
nope.
It was on sale.
Nope.
Yes, exactly.
But look how much I saved.
Yes, if I ever need to ball a melon, though, look what I have.
I have it.
Overpaying insurance. They say to shop around a little bit. And, of course, credit card interest. Be careful when you get those cards. Check out what it is. Check out what that interest is. And, of course, it is Cinco de Mayo. And just so you know, that commemorates the anniversary of Mexico's victory over the French Empire at the Battle of Puebla. This was in 1862. This is not Mexican Independence Day.
Okay.
That's the one in September. Everybody confuses them. And believe it or not, well, you can believe it, Cinco de Mayo, way more popular here in the U.S. Mexico barely recognizes it.
And then on the flip side, we don't celebrate their independence.
No, and that's the big day for them. So it's just in America, it's just Drinco de Mayo and woo, and just have a good time. Yes.
Okay.
And by the way, the next Apple Watch, that is going to tell your body temperature. It will actually have like a thermometer in it. Yes. It's going to do everything, that watch, except tell time. It's just going to do everything else. So, yeah, it will have that as well. It is indeed Thursday, Cinco de Mayo. A few things you should know. Brought to you by Northwest Career College. Programs in medical, dental, legal, massage, on campus and online. NorthwestCareerCollege.edu.
May 5th, of course. A national holiday in its own right.
Yes.
Carla's birthday, and Jackie Vegas on the phone for you.
Hey, doll. A very happy birthday. Is it very simply, Carla? Laugh, live, and love. Is it, I had an MD teach me about birthdays. Is it, there's a lot of people that get bummed out. Well, you know, depression is natural. So, oh my God, I'm getting older. No. A birthday is a celebration. It's a milestone. Is it, you got blessed to live to this point and you're going on.
You're right about that.
You guys have a killer time in Henderson, Saturday night.
All right.
Unfortunately, I took my second COVID booster and it's kind of waylaid me. So I won't be able to make it, but I'll meet the three of you guys. Is it, you know, I dig what you do. You guys are perfect.
Jackie, you're awesome. Thank you so much.
Hi, Carla. Happy birthday to you.
This is Florence. Happy birthday, Carla.
Hi, it's Ronnie again. Happy birthday to Carla.
Yeah, everybody's calling in on the Carla birthday hotline.
I know. It's very sweet. Thank you. Guys,
702-739-9636. Yes. Live. Love and laugh,
Mike. The three L's of life right there.
If you can do all that today, then you're going to be okay. Carla, I thought you'd like this. These are college kids performing Outkast, Hey Ya.
Oh, yeah.
On Boomwhackers. Now, Boomwhackers are those percussion tubes.
Yes.
You know, like Blue Man Group and stuff like that.
Cool.
All right, listen to this. College kids, so I'm sure the parents are very impressed with the video. And
Johnny's a musician. He plays the boomwhacker. The what?
He's one of the boomwhackers.
Yeah. Is that like a didgeridoo? No. It's less do and more whacker. So it's okay, sure.
I'm sure it was after a party or something. You know, they just.
This is cool, you guys.
Gathered up the pipes.
Awesome. This is great.
Yeah, go ahead. Hit it again. It's Outkast. We're doing Outkast.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Tony, get the pool noodle.
I think it's only like two or three of them, but they do a good job.
It
really
does. I love that. So,
you know what? If you don't have anything to do this weekend, grab some of those big PVC pipes or boom whackers, as they're called.
Yes, that's
right. And knock out a tune, I guess. Birthday wishes coming in from all over the world, Carla.
Oh, my gosh. I know. I was just saying one of my cousins in Italy, Maurizio Stignone, wished me a happy birthday in Italian. I had to translate it, you know. But no, he did. Yes. Enzo, I'm getting all, my on my father's side.
And then I saw the birthday wish from our friend in, where is it?
In Ireland.
Ireland.
John Keane. Yeah. Yes, our radio brother in Ireland. He's such a good guy.
Hop in the such morning, good,
yes,
Carla,
exactly.
Happy birthday.
That's exactly our friend John.
Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Hey, this is Matt. This is Carla's brother.
Matt!
Woo-hoo! Hey! Happy birthday.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it very much. My brother, first person this morning, I get the text from him just to remind me I'm a year older.
Couldn't just send a card, could you, Matt?
Yeah.
Just had to make the call.
And I'll also remind you, Carla, that when you were born, Mike and Mark and I were disappointed that you weren't a boy.
Yes. Yes.
It turned out okay, though.
Didn't you learn about reincarnation or something? And wasn't I supposed to come back as somebody?
Yeah, that was Catholic school indoctrination. You know, everybody comes back as something. We were hoping Grandpa would come back as a little brother.
Wow. And look how you turned out.
I know. Hey, I could throw a ball. I was good. Matt, it's so good to hear from you. Are you heading to the beach house?
Yeah, I'm on my way right now.
Mike, I'm telling you, one of these days you got to go that way.
And yeah. Matt has said the same thing anytime you want to come out.
Yeah, because Mike has some, you've got family. Well,
I got relatives in Georgia and, of course, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Oh, right there.
I know. You let them know. You let me know.
All right, Matt. Always good hearing from you.
Matt, I'll call you a little later on.
Okay. I love you. You guys take care.
Yes, before we head out to the beach house, we must call my sister Carla.
Yes, right. That's it.
Chiefs, get her on the phone.
Yes, that's right.
Call the hotline.
Yes, and James, if you drive us, that'd be fantastic.
It'd be fabulous. He's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Yes, he is.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No, we haven't forgotten it. Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
On this day, though, here, it's Cinco de Carla because it's her birthday on May 5th.
Yes.
And Gypsy's on the phone this morning.
Just want to say from the entertainment family of Las Vegas, happy birthday, girl.
Thank you very much, my friend. Yes, I am. Yes, don't forget that. Yes.
Gypsy's having a party in his pants right now.
Oh, my God. Hey,
tell my knees I'm 21.
Yes. And now, look, everybody's stopping by the radio station. Tim Szymanski is here, Carla.
Yes.
From the Las Vegas Fire Department, just to wish you a happy birthday. Tim's one of your neighbors.
He is one of my neighbors.
He's the house on the block that caught on fire.
We've discussed it on the air, and I've said before, I feel very safe. I feel very safe in my neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And then, Tim, how long ago was that? About 8 years ago?
Ten years ago.
I get the call, I think Tim's house is on fire. I said, no, it's not. How?
He's with the fire department. How could it be on fire?
His is flame retardant.
Right, or
how
something.
How is that? Yes. Right, sure enough.
But tell everybody what you said off air. You were going to stop by Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Why is
that?
Because that's Carla's favorite. She was talking about it, and she says, I just got to have it. So I drove around to about three different KFCs asking for gift cards, and they says, we don't have any. I went to a half a dozen stores.
Oh, boy.
And I was going to see if I could get somebody to open it up just to make her.
He's so funny.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take you out to lunch one of these things.
Yeah,
to
KFC.
I'll drop a bucket of chicken off, but now you got to take out a loan to get a bucket of chicken.
No kidding.
It used to be 20 bucks.
Everybody's worried about a nice malted scotch or a bottle of wine. There's Tim Szymanski from the Las Vegas Fire Department drops off a bucket of KFC. This one's for you, Carla.
I haven't gotten a bucket of chicken in a while. That you're right.
Well,
it sounds so good.
We'll take care of you.
See?
Oh my God, that is funny.
Tim, good seeing you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me over.
I was gonna say it's not like you don't have anything to do, Tim.
No. Yeah, I listen to you guys every morning on the way in. And all your jokes and everything, and it gets me in good spirits before I walk into the office.
You know what? He'll drive by every once in a while coming home. It's like, hey, I heard you guys talking about such and such. Why are you listening to us? I'm so sorry, Tim.
Well, sometimes he likes to dumb it down.
Gotta lower the bar. That's right.
I need a few laughs.
Thank you, Tim.
In celebrating Carla's birthday this morning, being on May 5th, last hour your brother called in, Matt, from back east.
Yes.
And he said something that kind of stuck with me, that your brothers, Matt and Mark, actually thought their grandfather, your grandfather, would come back reincarnated as a little brother.
They, like, really, really believed that was going to happen.
They thought that was going
to
happen.
Yes, and the story goes, and my mom even used to tell me, oh my gosh, when I brought you home, and when they found out, oh, they were almost depressed that, you know, first of all, I wasn't grandpa, and I wasn't a boy. Well, I was thinking about that, though. Those things that we, as a kid, truly, truly believe, and I know we've talked about some of them in different ways, but those things that, you know, like, to this day, I'm very much afraid, this is so stupid, I'm very much afraid to sit too close to the TV.
Because
I know that
your eyes.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, Mike. Those things. And I don't know if your parents told those to you or if you just, you picked them up from the neighbor, something like that.
Or a friend.
Yes, Dorothy used to tell me, our neighbor Dorothy, God bless her, she used to tell me eating carrots, of course, was good for my eyes. I can't see a thing without my glasses. And I ate carrots so much as a kid.
All that wasted time.
Yeah, I don't even like them that much either, but I ate them.
What was the thing as a kid during the eclipse or something that you had to make that little homemade telescope in class?
Yeah.
But if you looked at the, if you looked directly at the eclipse, it would blind you instantaneously.
Yes.
And when once they told you that as a kid, you'd kind of have the telescope, but you'd kind of squint just to see.
Oh, you could. Yeah, no, you can't. Yeah, because I mean,
and for the longest time, I thought that would happen.
Right. You would. Well, yeah. I mean, you can't look directly at the sun, that's for sure. But it's, you know, we've all kind of accidentally done it. It's like,
but during that eclipse, they had, you got to have the cardboard little tube and then the pinhole.
But isn't the sun covered? Yeah. Oh, yeah. But no. Fireball. Can't do that.
So what are those things that you truly believed as a kid, and when you grew up thinking back, you're going, I must have been an idiot. Who sold that bill of goods to me? You want to text in? You want to call in? We'd love to hear from you. All right. Joanne's on the phone. Joanne, tell everybody what you're celebrating.
It's my birthday today, and I also want to wish Carla a happy birthday.
Yay! Cinco twins!
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Joanne.
And Joanne, what was it that you believed as a kid that when you found out as an adult, you're thinking to yourself, really? I bought into that?
Mostly that if you made a face, it was going to stay that way.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was another big one.
Yeah. That was
your
the way,
face is going to freeze like that.
If you don't stop it, and if you cross your eyes, you were going to.
Or pulled out your ears.
Yeah. You're going to stay that way. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Isn't
love
that
it.
The truth? Yeah. We thought these things. Nobody told them to us. One of our listeners said, if I had a canker sore on my tongue, my mom used to say it was because I told a lie. So there's that. Some of these are so weird. Tommy said, I believed that that asparagus was made from dinosaurs.
What?
The green color of the dinosaur I often saw in TV commercials, you know, when they were dinosaurs.
Yeah.
So that's what I just thought.
Wow.
Nadia said, I believe that all teachers lived at school. I thought they slept in the classroom and never went to the bathroom ever.
It was always weird to me to see a teacher like out of the school.
Right.
You know, like if you saw him at a grocery store.
Yeah.
You'd just look at it, especially when I was little. What are you doing here?
How are you out? Aren't you supposed to be behind the desk?
Why are you buying food?
Yeah, I know. Don't they feed you at that school?
And being raised Catholic, same thing with a priest.
Oh,
if I saw a priest outside of church or without his collar.
Right, right.
It was like, I thought you always wore that.
Right. That didn't surprise me as much as when I'd see a nun. You know, back in the day, they had to wear the habits and all that. And then it was like, oh, my God, you're wearing just a sweater?
And my sister Barb, her sister-in-law, Denny's sister, is like a mother superior, or used to be.
Oh, she's the big boss. Okay.
Yeah, and she would come to the house if we were there, and she'd be dressed like normal.
What are you doing?
I didn't know if I should genuflect or...
I know. Where are your wings? Where are your wings? The flying hat. Anthony said, I believed when my parents played the stereo, the people that were singing lived inside the speakers.
Uh-huh.
And I was always very curious where they slept.
Yeah.
And ate. And I really wanted to pry the speaker open to look inside, but I knew I would get in trouble. My parents never did tell me otherwise, though.
But you thought that as a kid.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's got to be somebody in there singing. Hello.
Wow. All right, Phil's on the phone. Phil, go ahead.
My parents always told me that whenever I ate watermelon, I better not swallow the seed.
Well, I think that was the big one.
Yeah, same here, man.
Scared me, though, was one day when I was at the grocery store with my mom. There's this pregnant woman. And I looked at her, and she said to me, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Did you swallow watermelon seeds?" And she said, "Yes, I did." That freaked me right out.
Yeah, because that adds credibility.
Way to reinforce it.
Yes.
That's right. See what happened to her? I don't need that.
Absolutely. And by the way, happy birthday, Carla.
Thank you so much, my friend. I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate you listening.
All righty. Great. Have a great day.
Text lines blowing up. Clearly, as kids, we believed everything.
Yeah, whether your parents told you something or you just believed it. My brother, of course, thought that when I was born, I was going to come back as our grandfather or their grandfather. I didn't even know him, who passed away shortly before I was born. And
yeah.
My brothers, they were very disappointed.
Very upset.
I was not my grandfather and I wasn't a boy. So, yes, that is how this all started. Mark said, "I believed that the walls in our house creaked at night because the room was shrinking. And I worried every time I heard creaking in any house that it was shrinking."
Yeah.
I don't know where that would even come from. I have no idea. Some of you kids, some of your parents, I guess. Another one, I don't even know. This is so crazy. Anthony said, "Go with me on this, guys. I believe that if I rubbed my fingers endlessly on my father's steering wheel, I could get rid of my fingerprints. Now, this was very important because I was planning to grow up to be a cattle rustler or a horse thief."
Oh.
So I wanted, you know, no fingerprints.
Exactly, yeah.
I stopped doing it because it hurt. Well, I kept rubbing and rubbing.
But you want to be a cattle rustler.
Yes, if you're going to rustle cattle, yeah.
You got to endure some pain.
Because they definitely pick up fingerprints on that cattle fur, you know, that cowhide.
But see, even at that young age, he was already thinking.
Yeah, yes, he was. And Mike, I have to share this with you. This is from a Barbara. She said, "Mike, don't feel bad. I believe that nuns didn't have feet, and I thought they floated and didn't walk because they were so sacred and heavenly. At least that was what was told to us in Catholic school."
That they... Well, like I told you, my sister Barb, her sister-in-law, and when I saw her have a beer, I was like, oh, my God.
What? You're supposed to be drinking wine.
What? Yes, if anything.
Hello?
Okay.
You didn't turn water to beer.
I don't know if I believed it, but I was always told if it was thundering out.
Uh-huh.
The angels are bowling.
Oh, I like that.
The
I
angels
like that
are bowling. And if it was raining, then the angels are crying. They're not happy. So,
we thought they were peeing.
Oh.
We thought they had to go pee.
Crying, peeing,
yes,
whatever.
Exactly.
Now, Joanne's on the phone. Joanne's a nurse. Joanne, tell everybody what your mom told you.
My mom would buy chocolate chip ice cream, and she'd give us the chocolate chip ice cream, my brothers and I. And hers was chocolate ice cream with chocolate chips. And we're like, "Well, what? Why do you have that?" And she said, "Well, I just stir it really quick, and the centrifugal force makes the chocolate chips melt." Well, we caught her putting Hershey's syrup in hers.
Oh.
And for the longest time, we would sit there and we would stir ice cream super fast to melt the chips.
Oh, my God. This is one of the best stories I ever heard. She just wanted to torture you guys, I think.
And then when you did it in front of other kids in the family or something like that, that's a big lie. That doesn't happen.
It's insane. Exactly.
No, it's not. Why would my mother lie to me about that?
Exactly.
You have the best day ever.
Thank you for calling, and thanks for doing the good work out there.
No problem.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Have a good day.
Pam is on the phone. Pam, knows it's your birthday. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you? I have something for Carla.
Is it Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah. No, it's this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, dear Carla. Don't change your beautiful babe. Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
I got a little warm there, Pam.
That was almost like too good for this show.
That was, you know what? I'll take that over Marilyn Monroe anytime. Pam, you're a doll. Thank you.
She's smoking a cigarette.
Well, I know.
She's lighting up.
Oh, I know it. I know. And we've got the,
It was just here.
The PIO just left. I know.
All right, Pam. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you, Pam.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Crazy, crazy stuff all over social media. Ray J, that's the one Kim Kardashian did the sex tape with.
Oh.
He says, you know, I'm kind of tired of all this. You know, she, her mom, they were all in on the release of this tape from the beginning. And he says that Kim Kardashian embraced the idea. Her mom made the deal. I just can't believe that, you know, a Kardashian or a Jenner would pimp out their own daughter, Mike, just for the publicity that it would generate. My gosh, what?
Why is this even coming up? I mean, it was years ago.
It was years ago, but people still keep talking about it. Oh. And whenever they do, they point to him as the, well,
the bad guy.
He should have known. They shouldn't have done that. It's like, well, really? Because she was all into doing it at the time, the tape itself. So this is funny. Jason Bateman, he's now rewatching Ozark from the beginning with his 15-year-old daughter. He says this is the first time she's ever seen her dad act. She's not been interested in seeing any of his other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I even thought maybe, you know, she'd want to see the Hogan family, something like that. Something like that.
I get it, though.
Yeah, I know it. So he's watching his own show with her 15. Okay, I mean, I hope she appreciates it. Pretty hardcore.
They don't.
No, I know they don't. I know.
I mean, I told my 10-year-old grandson, I said, do you ever want me to come to your school, talk to your class?
Yeah.
No.
For what?
Yeah, for what? Well, being on the radio and stuff like that.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Do you know Randy Rainbow? No. Oh, well, no, I don't, but okay.
Do you know how to play Roblox?
Yeah.
No.
Right? Okay. Oh, man. Peacock, Mike, some bad news. They canceled Saved by the Bell, the reboot, after two seasons.
No, wow. More.
Just two seasons of that. All gone. Bye-bye. By the way, I saw a little piece of New Amsterdam the other night after
Can you believe the twist?
No, I can't. And his sunken eyes. He needs to eat something. He scares me. Dr. Goody Two Shoes.
That's such the best hospital ever.
It is. It is.
Nobody pays for anything.
No, they do not. No, they do not. And my opinion, think that the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2022 inductees, I think they got it right this time. If you did not hear.
Yes. Hold on for a second.
Do it, Mike. Do it.
We got them all.
I know you do. I should let you just play that, actually.
Okay.
Go ahead. Just play that.
So here it is. Carly Simon, of course.
Mm-hmm.
She's finally going in.
Yes, she is. Working
out. And Dolly Parton.
She said she wouldn't, and then she said, fine, I'll take it.
You want me in? I'll go in.
I'll go in. Another Las Vegas resident.
Lionel Richie.
Yep.
As Lionel Richie, not the Commodores, part of the Commodores.
Right. The Eurythmics.
They are so good.
They are so good. Detroit Boy, Eminem. Knew this one.
Yeah.
Duran Duran.
You talked to him.
I did. Had a blast.
And last but not least,
Pat Benatar.
And
Neil Giraldo. And of course, Judas Priest. If this.
But Judas Priest, they're not going in as, they're getting a music excellence award or something like that.
Yes. But I'll tell you, if any one of them screams rock and roll, it is Judas Priest, man. That is my take. Summer is around the corner. Trust Legacy AC Local, reliable legacyac.com.
Duran Duran, they led the fan balloting when it comes to fans voting on who they could vote on. It was Duran Duran, number one.
Yeah.
And they finally got the nod going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2022.
What a great class, man. Mm-hmm.
827, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Joe's on the phone. How are you this morning, Joe?
How are you doing? I heard it was Carla's birthday, and I wanted to call and wish my dearest best friend, Carla Ray, a very, very, very happy birthday. You know, Carla, I've heard you on the air for almost, it feels to me like 10 years. I feel like you have never aged, not one bit. You are Mike, I swear.
You're a sweetheart.
It's our good Christian lifestyle.
Yes, that's what it is.
You know, I think this might be, and you know, although I'm not working in radio quite yet, I feel like you're someone that I'd love to work with. I feel like you're just this best person that's always there, like to put a smile on people's faces.
Yeah.
And you know, and one thing you've taught me most importantly is despite, you know, disagreements in the world and all this chaos that goes on, there's one thing you can agree on is peace and love and, you know, creating a good work environment, which I'm sure you give Mike all the time.
Well, you know what, Joe? He gives it right back.
I'll tell you this, right, Joe, and for those that don't know or don't believe, what you hear is what you get.
Yeah.
Not only on the air, but even off the air when people come in our studio. We're both big believers in that. And I've been blessed to have her as a radio on-air partner for how long? 14, 15 years?
You and I have worked together. Yeah. Well, on and off for like 20. There was an in-between there.
Right.
But yeah. Yeah. But together, you're right, about 15 years.
It's been the best.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes, it has. Well, bless you, my friend. And the best advice that Mike and I could probably give you is go into TV.
Yeah.
Joe, you're
work
awesome.
For the county or something.
Work for the county.
Oh, my God. You guys are hilarious.
Have a good day, Joe.
Thank you, Joseph.
See you guys.
Carla's birthday today. Normally on Thursday, we'd do a segment of Thespian Opera Theater, but being your birthday, I put together a little Carla quiz.
Oh, great.
Three out of three, and you're a winner. Earth, Wind, and Fire coming back in October, November, Venetian Theater, Venetian Las Vegas. And I got to be honest, I've even learned a few things this morning about you that I never knew.
I'm sure.
And I got to be honest, some of the things I'm shocked.
Shocked. So am I.
To learn. So how well do you know, Carla? Everybody's calling up like your good friend. Who is this?
Yes.
Who is, Brenda.
Yeah.
Brenda, go ahead.
I just wanted to wish my good friend Carla a happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Brenda. I appreciate that.
Everybody's a good friend today.
I know it. Yeah.
I've known Carla for a while, though.
Yeah, I've known Brenda for a while. That's for sure. That's for sure. Girl, thank you so much.
Love you.
Appreciate it. Love you back.
Well, if they know you so well, they should have no problem with
this
contest.
Yes, okay,
and a lot of the stuff is from this morning, so.
Okay.
Starting with caller number 9, 702-739-9636. Good luck. Carla, your good friend Craig is on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Craig, three out of three. All questions. No, you're not.
No, Craig, no.
You'll see a pattern. You'll pick it up, and it'll be fine. But here we go, Craig, on the line. Tickets for Earth, Wind, and Fire. Question number one. Carla's known to enjoy a good A, bologna and cheese sandwich, B, a good Adam Sandler flick, or C, an enticing bottle of red wine.
I would say wine.
Yes. All right.
Absolutely right, Craig. You know me.
All right. Carla has two brothers. They allegedly shot her, A, in the leg with a gun, B, with an arrow, or C, dart to the arm.
A dart.
Yes, dart to the arm.
Good job, Craig. Good job. I see your pattern. I see your pattern.
And C, a dart to the arm. And last but not least, and who knew that Carla secretly can be found binge-watching on the couch with A, bag of White Castles, hot dogs from Wiener Schnitzel, or C, a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Well, it's finger-licking good, I think.
Yes, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I guess so. I don't know where he came up with that. Tim Szymanski, but yes, okay, I'll
take
it.
The PIO from the Las Vegas Fire Department, funny. Your neighbor who stopped in this morning.
Yes, because he told me he was going to come in and bring me a bucket of chicken.
Who knew?
Even I didn't.
Just here rocking on the couch with her bucket of chicken.
Yeah, with my bucket of chicken.
Crispy or the original? Which one do you...
I honestly haven't had it in so long, but the crispy's good, but the original is the best.
Got to go with what got you there.
Yep.
You, Craig, you got the tickets. You're going to see Earth, Wind, and Fire, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. By the way, for everybody else, a second chance to win on our contest page at 96.3kklz.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Well, listen to this. It happened in Florida, Carla. And once you hear the story, you're going to say, well, no kidding. 8-foot-long alligator found in a family's garage in Florida.
Ew.
Just munching on cases of soda they had stashed away. Now, luckily, they were able to safely remove the animal with the help of a professional. You just can't do that on your own.
No.
You got to have a
gator.
You have to have do that. I just don't know my reaction if I were to open the garage door.
Neither do I.
Or go out to the garage for a soda.
Oh, I have friends who freaked out, and including me, if I saw it over a mouse.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no. Thank you, though.
8 feet long. A couple of employees injured, taken to a hospital in South Carolina after a fight broke out at a Krispy Kreme place over a donut the store didn't have. This is what is happening in our country.
That's our country.
They didn't have a donut. One of the injured employees has been discharged from the hospital, while the other is still under observation. It's just crazy.
Okay.
Over a donut.
Oh, Mike. Well, a woman at a restaurant. This was in England, and the video's hilarious, and I will try to pull this and post it. She got stuck behind a booth in a restaurant. You know when you put, like, you're kind of at a corner booth, and there's that kind of, you can put your stuff up on top, but there's an opening. Well, that's what happened. Her jacket went into the opening, so she thought, I'm just going to get it. Well, she fell back. And she couldn't get out. She got stuck in there because it was a smaller opening. A couple of employees had to come over, and it was hard to get her out. She was a little heavier, and they were trying to get her out by her legs.
So you see these two little chubby legs.
That's exactly what it looked like.
Oh,
and they kept pulling, and she was laughing. It's so hard, too. And this loud, you know, British giggle, and you know, when they got her, she was okay, just a little, very embarrassed, by the way. So be careful, keep that in mind when use that area.
Took 10% off the meal.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, listen, we got your beverages. We got your sodas. And in San Rafael, California, police had to arrest a high school teacher. She was teaching while intoxicated.
Yeah.
Miss Lanhart, she was just, they said, and I quote, was lit. When cops went to her classroom, questioned her, she basically did the, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Well, a school administrator turned her in. They said she reeks of alcohol. You can't understand her. She said, I didn't drink anything. I don't know what's going on. More than 3 times the legal limit in her system.
Wow.
More than 3 times. So she was definitely, and I quote, lit. It is Thursday. Cinco de Mayo, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Well, yeah, it's my birthday today. Mike, you just had one. This man celebrated his 100th birthday by biking his 75,000th mile.
Wow.
Out of Knoxville, Tennessee, Fred Webb. He's a World War II vet, by the way. Celebrated that 100th birthday on a stationary bike in his basement. He says it's the secret to his long life. Now, he bikes 5 miles a day, 7 days a week, he was able to hit 75,000 miles on his 100th birthday. Five generations of his family presented him with a special certificate to commemorate the accomplishment. Happy birthday, Fred.
100 years old.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Very cool. And here I am. Here I am eating donuts. Maybe I'll go for a run. Maybe.
Garlic knots and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Plowing the wine down.
With your
that
bucket
you
of chicken.
What was that?
Yes. I've never heard that before.
Well, I
but
think
we
Tim
learn
was just,
something every day about you.
Yeah, Tim's pulling my leg. Tim Szymanski.
If you have a feel-good story happening in your life, we certainly want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Otherwise, get ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. That about does it for us. Wendy Rush will take care of you throughout the workday. Another chance to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize in the 10K payday contest. A new code word, 11 o'clock. She'll have that for you. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.